Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Said.
Welcome to another episode of the Kosafa Show, where we look ahead to the semi-finals of the Kosafa Cup in Nelson Mandela Bay and also to the CAF Champions League final on Saturday, where South Africa's Kaizer Chiefs are challenging Al Ahly of Egypt in the decider in Casablanca.
We'll hear from coaches of South Africa, Mozambique, Eswatini, Zambia and Zimbabwe as the Kosafa Cup brought both triumph and disappointment, and they share their views on what has gone right and wrong for them in the competition.
But let's start with South Africa's standing coach, Morena Ramoreboli, who has led a squad decimated by injury and COVID-19 infections through to the semi-final where they will meet Mozambique. They took 10 points from a possible 12 in the group stages, and they've yet to concede a goal at the tournament.
The competition becomes tougher because now we are in the knockout stage where everybody wants to win. And it is simple. No one will remember the Bafana who played without conceding a goal in the group stage, without losing the group stage. We don't win our semi-final and final. But what is important is for us to win the semi-final, go to the final and do our best again. But we cannot get to the final if we don't win this. So in simple terms, I'm trying to say no one remembers the losing team. And champions are always getting the respect and the recognition they deserve. But when they were playing those matches on the other side, fortunately, we were not playing so easily have time to watch them. So at the moment, it's about sitting down, getting proper analysis on how they play. Because to be honest, you can understand if there was a team like Namibia who has done so well, and in the last match they just been knocked out, then you must understand that Mozambique is not just a team that will come and represent their country. They'll come here and try to push us out. So we need to work hard and make sure that we command the respect. You know, I always categorize preparation in three phases as much as we need to go for four. But I always say three phases are very key. When you have done your physical preparation, tactics will come. But what you need to make sure that tactics and the physical aspect are being well drilled in the team, you need a psychological aspect, which is the mental strength. And that's one thing that we need to instill in our boys, to never say die attitude, will to win all the time. So those are some of the aspects that we are trying to push, instill in them. And we believe that it will come. We are not yet there. I still believe that as much as we have played well, but we haven't reached a level where I would say this can be the team that no one will beat. So we are working on certain aspects as much as they're doing well, but there's still room to improve. I believe that they can be better. And believe you me, with the attitude we have in this camp, it is possible to produce top players in the future. When we started the tournament, we made our blocks. And in those blocks, we had six games. And after every game, we moved the block. We are now left with two blocks. And they know what is at stake. They know the importance of winning the next game. They know the importance of being consistent. They know the importance of representing the country well. And I believe that keeping them focused, it's 50-50. They know what is at stake. And our duty is to remind them of how important it is for them to perform with the best that they can. And I believe that if we can do that, it will be easy for us to go through to the finals. Anyone, you know, in this tournament, you can't choose who you want to play against because you should be ready to play any team. And I believe that all the four teams who are now in the semifinals have worked so hard to be there, and they all deserve to be in the final. So whoever you get an opportunity to play against must give him the respect they deserve and go all out and make sure that you represent the country very well.
Mozambique coach Horacio Gonzalez said no one believed his side would reach the semifinals, yet here they are up against host South Africa.
Just for us, it's one more step. Okay. We came to South Africa to this tournament because after tournament to learn. Because a young team, we start now this process, and we know what important is every game. And okay, step by step, we take points. Now we are in the semifinals. It's very good. One group on when start. No one believed for Mozambique go away because okay, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Senegal, Malawi, okay, but we work for that. We work for that, and is a prime for my boys, and it's a good prime because they do on this week is wonderful. When you can to play football, we play football. In the other field, okay, we try. Here it's impossible, okay, we learn in the other game, and today we take that for this game. Fight for points. It's important for us. You fight for points, you fight for you win, okay. Maybe can win Wales, can win Namibia. On this field, it's difficult to say everything. But for my boys, it's a young team. We start this process, it's a plan for them. It's good.
Eswatini coach Dominic Kunene was delighted his side managed to secure the draw they needed against Botswana to set up a semi-final meeting with Senegal.
Yes, maybe I can start by saying thank you to COSAFA for organizing such a tournament. Coming back to my players, I was a little impressed the way they worked throughout the tournament, collecting maximum points. Our aim was to qualify for the local stage, and we managed to qualify. Otherwise, I'm happy with our performance. Coming back to the game, yeah, it was a tough one. Lesotho is good and quick. But our plan was to occupy the field correctly so that maybe we can cut the passing lanes. I think it worked for us and deny them opportunities to make a lot of forward passes. I think it worked for us. We were challenging each and every pass this the opponent made.
Zambia coach Micho Shredojevic was disappointed with his team's early exit from the COSAFA Cup after the defending champions bowed out in the first round. But he's given credit to his players for their effort. He's also given us a hint of who he thinks will win Saturday's CAF Champions League final.
This tournament has come to us as a coaches in a time that is really unfortunate, where most of our players are in off-season, and it's not easy to rise their operational level and put them to pull the socks and rise the sleeves in order to perform for the nation in this time. When you have that in mind, I believe that players have given their the best in all four matches with very small period of rest in between the matches. I believe that we had four very, very good performances from a point of what we have applied and the way we have agreed to play. Unfortunately, results have not been the way we wanted to be, because in football is not what you deserve, but what you get. I believe that we deserve much more and much better from the performances we put on the field of play. And having in mind that this is a development competition that is helping to the team to prepare very well for the World Cup qualifiers against Mauritania and Tunisia, we have done quite well going into this match. We have come with an intention to win the match against very good competitive team of South Africa. We have applied ourselves very well. Unfortunately, we could not score the goal and win, but overall, in the blink of eyes of our players, in their face expression and body language, we have seen that they have given everything what they could and can and present, when in off-season their operational level is not on the highest possible level. And having that in mind, I believe that we have succeeded in trying, testing and experimenting and giving chance to all the players to play. Everyone has felt playing, and this is a good step for Zambia to prepare for the World Cup qualifiers. especially knowing that we are having the backbone of the team here, while some crucial players like Patson Daka, Enoch Mwepu, Fashion Sakala, Lubambo Musonda, even Roger Scola himself, that has recently been on us on trip to West Africa and Senegal, Benin, and Sudan. And after practically 15, 16 months since I took over, we have played 25 matches, won 11, drawn 7, lost 7. And when you have that in mind, I would just say that we have moved in a direction of having a very competitive team. I'm convinced that Zambia will have very, very competitive team come to World Cup qualifiers in order to fulfill that and turn the dream of Zambians into reality and qualify to the World Cup. When I talk about the future, I need to say that the future is very, very bright. We are a country of proud footballing country that is in process after missing 3 times on Africa Cup of Nations with a golden generation that has 2017 won the African Under 20 to have quality players that could be the backbone of the team that together with others that are playing locally and abroad, especially in South Africa and in Congo and in Tanzania, that we could have a team that will return Zambia where it's supposed to be amongst the best in African football. But I need to say, in very difficult circumstances, under COVID, someone to offer to organize COSAFA is a great gesture to all of us in COSAFA, and we are very appreciative to City of Berka. Did I present it properly?
Yes.
To Eastern Cape, they have hosted us very well in an aspect small. There is no perfection in abnormal situation that we are living under COVID-19 and all this what is going on in the country. I wish that peace prevails and people are returning to a normalcy. When you look at everything, the only negative thing that I would personally look at, I would be the most happy person if all 4 matches we could play here in St. Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. That is different ball game in comparison to, with all due respect to Isaac Bolson, where we have played 3 of our games. On the other side, regarding all South Africans, South African football lovers and South African football family, my sincere respect. I have felt always as a part of that family. It's nice to see that young boys are growing. Yusuf Mart from new team of Pirates coming to senior and now seeing him shining here with the team. I believe that future of South African football is very bright. I salute the coaches that have worked and they are still working. They are doing very, very good job. And when you have that in mind, I would just conclude by saying I would be more happy if Pirates are in the finals of CAF Champions League, but they are Kaizer Chiefs and there is no strong Pirates without strong Kaizer Chiefs. They are in the finals of CAF Champions League and coming Saturday, I will be divided whether to choose to the friendship with Pizzo Mosimane and wishing him the best or to support Kaizer Chiefs. Anyhow, let the football win and let the best team win the CAF Champions League.
6 times winners Zimbabwe finished bottom of their pool with just 2 points from 4 games. And coach Zdravko Logorozic explains what went wrong for the Warriors.
We came here to see something, to learn something, to observe something. And we came here with lots of young players. And mostly of them even finished the game right now. And we are preparing them for the next champ qualification. That means 14 players from the local league. Just to remind you once more, local league doesn't exist from November 2019. And we saw some 2-3 players which can join us for the national team if everything will be right for the qualification for the World Cup. The rest of them will be the spine of the team for the champ team, which will go for qualification next year in March. And at the end, I expected maybe a bit better results. Today, I think we deserve a draw for sure. But that's football. Sometimes you win, you don't deserve to win. Sometimes you lose, you don't deserve to lose. Anyway, we have to focus. We saw what we have to see, and we observe what we have to observe. We presented ourselves properly. Maybe points are not so good. We had some chances to win some of those games which we played draw. Even this game, we should have draw. But anyway, that's football. Maybe the luck will come when we need more luck at the moment. I agree with you, and also maybe you miss some other players, which also I'm happy. With their performance, also we have to observe for the next 2 months. It depends how things will go. But I think, as you said, we prepared few players which can be part of the squad if everything will be all right, and they show they can play higher level. Also, today, like for today, look at how which two goals we received. You know, we played a bit because we are not in much fitness. We didn't play so many games in the 18 months. And then sometimes just you lose sense for the space, sense for the danger, sense for shot or pass. And at the end, I couldn't take any player like the player didn't try. But we tried the best at the moment we can take. Also, we can make our Chan team much, much stronger because still I didn't see, I saw only six clubs in how they play in Zimbabwe Premier League. That means I still have to see the other rest of the clubs. And for sure, we have some players there which can make impact. I expected a bit better results with a bit better points, but it was just the game in three games. Two games we draw and this game we lost. Really, we were every game can go on each side. Just the games were 50-50, who will score goal first or who will equalize something or who will not make big mistakes. Like, for example, today two goals are a bit childish goals we received, but that's the part of the learning process, and I hope they will not repeat the same mistakes in much higher level. It's a good fundament for the Chan team. It's also, we saw some players soon participate in higher level than what is suffered right now. And at the end, only we are missing maybe some points. The trick is, every fan likes to win, even in Croatian, and then Croatia doesn't win, doesn't matter. We are not checking which team is inside. Yes, we have the team which represented Zimbabwe at this moment, that's Zimbabwe national football team. But if you put all of those things together, sometimes me as a coach, most of the times fans, they don't know deeper problems which we face, and maybe they are not calculating all of those things, but their job is, and that's their vision, they have rights always to accept wins. But we are in the process between our main target is World Cup qualification, and the other our main target was AFCON game. That means this tournament, when we realized we couldn't use our top players, because from our 23 top players, I must explain to the fans, we brought only two, Jimmy Dzingai and Ovidi. The rest of them are young boys which are not playing official football from 2019 November, except few cup games. This is more than 600, 700 days, and they play. They had maybe 20 trainings, and they have maybe 5, 6, 7 or 10 games. That's all right. And this is, we must also think about future. That means this tournament, when they realized we couldn't bring Team A or Team B, we brought team which will try to pick up experience to be next Chan team. And also we saw few players which can also be part of the squad for the Disney World Cup qualification and the AFCON. Of course, some wins are missing, but today I think we were close minimum to draw, maybe even to win if we didn't receive two late goals. Those two games when we draw 2-2 and 0-0, also those two games can go on one side, other side. But we must give credit for those boys, especially those local boys. They played four games in seven days, even Liverpool could not play. And we came here, and after every game, we have so many problems with injuries, with other things. And today, for example, we have seven starters which played all games, and fatigue killed us. Also, I want to say once more, but without looking for excuses, the fixture we had is the hardest one in our group. We played every second day. We played four games in 7 days, especially most of teams, they have 3 days off or 4 days off before they played against us. And they have a game down. Once more to say, for example, Namibia, they had 3 days off and they played their second game. We had a day off and we played our third game. For example, Senegal, but we are not saying Senegal didn't deserve to win. They had 4 days off. They played nine. Now it's 13.
team. We played 7, 9, 11, and 13. That is what he killed us. Maybe if he had a bigger roster to bring some fresh players. Today, for example, we couldn't account for 4 starters. They should be. Even Ovidi couldn't play, what his name, Arubi, Jimmy Zingai, Mario, and some other boys. And that's the a bit roster, a bit fatigue, but this is fantastic learning process. And I think tournament will give us nice fundament, especially for the champion. And also we discovered a few players which can also go to the national team if everything will be all right.
Karma Biliat is hoping to be part of Kaizer Chiefs CAF Champions League final squad when they take on Al Ahly on Saturday, with the striker having battled with injury in recent months. But the Zimbabwean wants to do the team and the Kasafa region proud and claim a second winner's medal in Africa's elite club tournament.
It's a blessing to be where we are right now. I think the team has done well in a way of all the difficulties we went through during the season, you know, trying to get the maximum points we needed, trying to win more games that we needed during the league, and to be able to keep the focus for Champions League. I think the guys really did well to be where we are right now. It's a great experience, and it's a blessing to be actually being part of the team at the moment. It's a lifetime experience that any other player would want to be in a situation like this, and also it requires a lot of hard work, like I said, to be mentally strong, you know, knowing that it's no longer domestic. It's we're meeting the best of Africa, and we're competing in Africa for a big trophy, you know. I would say give credit to everyone who have been part of this journey, you know. The team is make sure that we get to African countries and we in the right state of mind, regardless of what was going on during domestic, you know, trying and, you know, ups and downs, you know. And I would say we are blessed to be where we are. We actually give credit to everyone, you know, everyone, the supporters has been with us through the hard times, you know. And right now we are in the final. We're 90 minutes plus away from the biggest trophy that any other club in Africa would want to have, you know. And we still down to earth. We still maintaining professionalism. We want to do the best way the coach want us to do from training, knowing very well we work on one or two things that can make a difference, you know, during the game. And it's looking good. And you know, you wouldn't see this coming, but like to be where we are right now and being part of it, being in the final again, I give credit to God, you know. Everything happens for a reason, and I'm in the right place at the right time, and surrounded with the right people, right management, and I'm in the right club, you know. I've had this journey before, and I know how difficult it is. I know how great the feeling can be at the end. So it's a movie that has happened before, and I'm glad to be where I am right now, and I'm looking forward with the team to go all the way and have the great memories again with this great, great club I am. Yeah, it was not easy, you know, remember all the games that we have played. If you want to go back, there was nothing for free. We worked for it, and the guys really come to the party when everyone really got surprised. what was happening during the domestic league, you know. Talking about the Warrior game. I would say it was not easy as well. Like we stuck to the plan, we pushed, you know, knowing the goal will come, and it was actually a great move from Ngobo Zuma on the left side. Great combination they played, and I kept on praying when the move was happening on the left, that can I be in the right position, you know, so that this, I can just be part of this move. And it happened. And great cross from Zuma. I didn't need to do much because everything was done by the great players around, you know. And I just had to tap in, and I give credit to the whole team. You know, we fought that game, and it was not easy. The weather was not the usual weather we have around, you know. So it was great, and I would really want to give credit to everyone, you know. It's memories that we're going to show our kids, and we want to perfect it in the final and make sure we stick to the plan. The coach is showing us a training, and we believe the plan is gonna give us the great result. But at the same time, we need to not forget what the coach is always saying, that it's not going to be easy. It's a good side we're facing in the final. We can only give it away if we don't apply certain things that can make a difference in the game, which is being in the right space, managing this space as well, and make sure we stick to the game plan, you know.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We wish all the remaining sides in the CASAFA Cup the very best of luck this weekend. We look forward to analysing the competition next time round. And we wish all of the best as well to Kaizer Chiefs and the Al Ahly coach Pitso Mosamani as they fly the CASAFA flag in Saturday's Champions League final.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Laduma Radio, CASAFA.tv, Spotify and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com. And on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.